Thanks for tuning into our sixth LQ Pod, where it's all money to your ears. I'm Russ Graham, your host. We've developed the LQ Pods to let our financial experts here at Eli Lilly Federal Credit Union share their knowledge with you. We hope you'll learn a lot and enjoy the show. This time, you've joined us at LQ.org for Money for College. You don't have to beg for it, part three. You have so many options when it comes to paying for tuition. Tricia Poplasian, a financial aid advisor with LQ, is here to help you better understand these options. So let's complete the series by digging into alternative funding sources. So what about alternative loans, otherwise known as private loans?
Private loans are available to families as a supplement to federal loans. In fact, ELFQ is now offering a new kind of student loan designed with families in mind. Our new Student Choice Alternative Loan product can help fill funding gaps that federal aid can leave behind. As the cost of both public and private colleges and universities continues to increase, federal funding has not kept pace. This growing gap between college cost and financial aid is causing many families to seek out higher cost loans to pay for higher education. Student Choice offers you zero origination fees, lower interest rates, and flexible repayment options. It's easy to see why ELFQ's alternative student loans are a better way to pay for college. Student loans are a long-term relationship, so it's important to choose a lender carefully. Be sure you read the fine print and compare fees, terms, and repayment options, not just rates, when comparing student loans.
So how can our members apply or learn more about these loans?
I'm glad you asked that, Ross. They can visit ELFQ.org/student loans to find out more and to apply for a student choice loan. Approval can be granted in as little as 15 minutes, and the funds can be dispersed in as few as 7 business days. Members may also apply for the Stafford and Plus loans via ELFQ.org. And I am also here to assist families with any financial aid questions or concerns. Please call me at 317-277-6527 or write to me at ppoplasian@elfq.org. That's P-P-O-P-L-I-C-E-A-N at elfq.org.
Tricia, you've provided our listeners with a lot of great information. Can you break down the financial aid process once more with a quick step-by-step overview?
Sure, no problem, Ross. One, students should start searching for scholarships in their sophomore and junior years of high school. Focus on their academic performance and extracurricular activities. Two, complete the FAFSA in January of senior year, online or paper. Three, students will receive a student aid report, or SAR, within 4 to 6 weeks. This will include a summary of their FAFSA, their EFC, and any awarded financial aid. Review and correct errors or misinformation. Four, schools will receive an Institutional Student Information Record, or ISIR, which is a summary of the student's FAFSA. The schools will use this to create an award package and then send an award letter to the student. The student may receive the letter electronically or by regular mail. Number five, students should review and compare the packages and select the school they wish to attend. Follow the award letter's instructions for accepting or denying financial aid awards. Number six, contact ELFQ to learn more about or to apply for Stafford or Plus federal loans or the Student Choice Alternative Loan. Number seven, this process should be repeated each year throughout a student's college experience. That sums it up, Ross. The process is not difficult once you know the steps. I just want to remind our listeners to please contact me with any questions or concerns they may have.
That's right. Please contact Tricia at 317-277-6527 or ppoplasian@elfq.org. That's P-P-O-P-L-I-C-E-A-N at elfq.org. And be sure to join us for our next LQ Pod, which will continue the Decipher Your Credit series here at elfq.org. Meanwhile, if you'd like to explore the many ways your Eli Lilly Federal Credit Union can support you, call 800-621-2105 to speak with someone anytime Monday through Friday between 7:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m.